Hi and welcome to Vanha Satama at the White Knight event, and I'm here with Pavel from the organizing company of Nefosoft.
Yeah, hi.
Hi Pavel. So why is a game company organizing an event like this?
When we were thinking about making this event, we would like to make an event from developers for developers, because we felt all the market vibes, trends and real problems of the market, and we decided not to invite other companies like our and to share our ideas and etc. and so on. As a result, we've got a lot of people from different countries, and it is very related to the real industry. It's not only about some strong business, it's really about game development. For sure, marketing and promotion of games. And one more thing, when we started to make this conference, we wanted to have one more B2B tool to develop our relations with other market players, other developers, other publishers. It's like business development department. One more business development department, pretty successful, I would say.
Yeah.
And we successfully decide this problem and this issue.
This isn't exactly the first time you make White Knights, so why? But it is the first time you do it outside of Russia. Why did you decide that now this is the time?
Yeah, right, you're right. It is our first time in Helsinki, first time outside of Russia. So the reason was that we would like to have true international event, and we wanted to get more audience from Europe, from Western Europe, but despite the fact that actually we have already had people from more than 25 countries around the world, even from Asia, China, Japan, even Australia. So, but we decided to make one more big step. And for now, we have three events in a year, one in St. Petersburg, Moscow, and for now in Helsinki. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Nefosoft is here and there's this nice stand with your brand new game.
Yeah.
So how is that going?
That's going pretty well. It is our match 3 game, Jemmy Lands, and we launched it about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And for now the game has about 1 million daily active users and 5 million monthly active users. That's pretty good results for match 3 game, and we are going to develop it more and more. And the booth here just to attract more potential partners.
Okay. So 5 million active users in a month for a match 3 game, as you said, that's very well, that's very good.
Yeah.
What have you done to achieve this?
So I think it was really important for us to get a good partner, because when we launched the game, we found a partner as VK.com. Mm-hmm. They at those times they started their mobile platform, and together we launched this game. They provided us a lot of traffic, and for now we use their platform to invite new players to the game.
Okay.
And also we are trying to make effective user acquisition using different mobile advertising platforms. So, and now we are open to attract some big partners, maybe platforms like, for example, Viber at this conference, and they are pretty open to discuss something.
So, Jemmy Land, 5 million users, 1 million daily. Do you have any idea how is this localized? Is this 1 million users mostly in Russia? Is it all across the Scandinavian area?
Good question. I think about maybe 70% of users, they are from Russia. Mm-hmm. And for us, that's, for example, our event outside Russia helps us to attract more partners outside Russia, to bring traffic to the game. Because we believe that the game has pretty good metrics, we could show it and to find new and establish new relations with our possible partners. Yeah. And I would say that the second country in terms of amount of players in the game is maybe US or Brazil. I think these countries have pretty similar amount of users in our game.
Sometimes it seems that it's not so easy for other European developers to make it into the Russian market. Do you have any like tips for how they could approach it?
I don't think so. We could get an example like Clash of Clans. They are leader, absolutely, they're almost everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Yeah, but when we speak about some regular companies,
yeah,
like not like superstars.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's important to understand that Russia has a bit unique ecosystem of digital market. Mm-hmm. And for example, Russia has own and really strong local social networks, and Facebook in the most part of countries in the world, Facebook is number one social network.
Yeah.
But in Russia, it's even not a number two. Not so many people actually in Russia use Facebook. Number one, I would say the leaders are vk.com and odnoklassniki.ru. vk.com, ok.com, .ru.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have their own mobile platforms, and they help developers to integrate their SDK to invite players from the social networks to the game to iterate. Them.
But that, of course, partly explains why it can feel so hard to make it into Russia, because they're all aiming their monetization strategies and social media strategies at basically at the wrong place.
No,
well, not the wrong, but not the optimal place.
It's a good place, I would say. Mm. Speaking about monetization, Russian people, that's not so bad. The situation is not so bad.
Mm.
It's okay. It's really better than in Brazil, for example,
yep.
Or in Asia. It is pretty, I would say, paidable market,
mm-hmm.
and people are ready to pay. And despite of prices in Russia, for example, not people are ready to spend some money because it is a question of microtransactions.
Yeah.
It works well, and the Russian market is about maybe at 7 or 10% of global, not so small, but local market. Yeah.
So. What are you doing to hold the customers you already have on your games?
Oh, that's a lot of stuff that developer should do. Because this is a question of retention, this is a question of engagement users. In general, I would say that we deal a lot and we do a lot of stuff connected with analytics, working with our statistics and some special events for some group of players. For example, we could organize special events for that or that target group of people. We use some big events to make some additional promotion for our games. We analyze our first day, 7th day, 30th day retention rates. And it is constant updates of the game, for sure bug fixes, and a lot of stuff connected with that, connected with development of gaming title. And we even trying to make our art better and better. So it's all about product development and development of customer relations.
Yeah.
That's pretty difficult stuff, but it's worth doing it.
Do you use any external tools for this analytics, or do you do it all in-house?
We have like a combination. We use some external, like Flyer Analytics, Google Analytics, and we have a pretty strong analytics system made by our people, by our staff.
And then, of course, you do these awesome events like this to engage the crowd even more.
Sure.
So
why not?
This is clearly working if you look around. So. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for the invitation.